Welcome to As I Know It, The Violet Fog, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. This podcast is all about health, wellness, beauty, mental health, and a little bit on love and business. I've been a writer and reporter for over a decade, and everything you hear is from my own framework. I aim to inspire and motivate people to learn about their own health and bioindividuality as I learn about mine. And like me, your path to healing, it's gonna be very unique. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to health, at least there really shouldn't be. So how do you get there? How do you get on your own healing path? We explore that. This is not medical advice, it's simply what has worked for me. Expect stories, research, how I draw conclusions, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but find out what it means to really be an empowered consumer and patient. Oh, and we keep it under 30 minutes because time is precious. Happy you're here. Hello, my friend. Welcome to Violet Fog, As I Know It podcast, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health podcast network. If you haven't checked out their other podcasts, please do. They are doing some incredible things. We're recording here in Austin, Texas. So today we're going to talk about alcohol and hangover remedies. And I'll tell you a little bit about my own relationship to alcohol, and then I'll get into the tips. I do have like so many tips, but I've like narrowed it down to some because, you know, I just don't want it to be overkill. I want you to actually like take some tips and be able to run with it. So when it comes to alcohol, so I'll just start off by saying this. I'm not the biggest alcohol drinker. In fact, it's like I'm someone that I probably have like a couple drinks once a month, if that. And it's not rare for me to go months without drinking. Like for context, so like last weekend, we went out with some neighbors and I had two drinks. And then last night I actually had two drinks a week later. And to me, I'm like, whoa, like that's a lot for me. And so I'm not really a big drinker. And it's not because I'm like, you know, super anti-alcohol. It's because, I have the MTHFR gene mutation. So like I don't, and if you have that, 50% of the population has that. You just don't detox as well. So like hangovers are just not fun. And then it's just like alcohol has just never been my thing. Like in my 20s, my thing more was THC. And so like I was like definitely like a little bit of a stoner. No one ever knew that. I would do it like by myself at home at night, you know. But I do still like partake in a little bit of THC, just so you know, like, but not super often. But like alcohol has never been like a huge thing in my life. Like I said before, in my 20s, it was definitely more THC. And now it's kind of like neither, if I did have to pick THC. But yeah, it's just like, I don't even know why. It's never been like a huge thing for me. Oddly enough, like I love being around like when people are drinking because it's always like a celebration and people are playful and like, you know, people love you even more when they're drinking because, I mean, in my love language is words of affirmation, and I feel like people are very like heavy on words of affirmation when they're drinking. So like, you know, I love being around it, but like, but I'm not like a huge, I've just never been like a huge drinker. That said, when I do drink, you better believe I have figured out the code, the keys to like not have a hangover. And I am so damn specific on it. And I can't wait to share my regimen with you because I feel like it will work for you. But I just want to like let you know like where I'm coming at it, because it might be like a different story if I was like drinking all the time, right? I think like my liver would be like very, very overloaded. But that's just, you know, I'm just letting you know like the amount that I do drink. Of course, I do think like if you have an issue with alcohol, like that in and of itself, that's its own problem. This is not going to be the conversation for that. Like you need to seek help if you really are having like a total issue, if it's impeding on your self-esteem, if you're feeling like it's just too much embedded into your identity, then that's a problem, right? Like, so that's its whole issue. But what we're talking about here is just like if you want to have a drink here and there, what to do to prevent a hangover and just to keep your liver super strong. So that's kind of my intro with alcohol. So whenever I am drinking or if I'm going to have a drink, I think these things. I think liver, circulation, detox, methylation cycle. I'm always thinking about those things. And it's everyone always thinks when it comes to alcohol, they're like, what do they do after to prevent the hangover? Everyone is so concerned with the after. I am more concerned, or at least equally concerned, with before. What happens before you're drinking to make sure that like you're doing it in like just a pristine environment for your liver? Because I don't care if you have like this like biodynamic wine that's incredible, no sugar, like all this stuff, like it's still alcohol, you know, like it's still alcohol. You still need to really, really care for your liver. And I just think like that is going to be, if you take one thing away from this right now, like let's say you don't even have time to listen to the rest of the podcast. If you are not doing something for your liver and you're even drinking just occasionally here and there, like you're just doing such a disservice to your liver. Your liver is one of the most important organs in the body. I really believe that when your liver starts to age is when you start to age. Like a healthy liver is a healthy you. A healthy liver is healthy organs all around, like, you know, or helps your other organs be healthier. So just always keep that in mind. So I'm always thinking, yeah, liver circulation, detox, methylation. So here's the thing. And this is my regimen, and I'm just going to get into it and like let you know. So I always think of before I prep myself. When I drink, I oftentimes know that I'll be drinking. For instance, maybe like last night, right? Plans with the neighbors, we were going to go get drinks. So I knew the week leading up that I'm going to have drinks. Even if you just know a few days, even if you know day of, the second you know that you have plans for drinks, like start thinking about it at least a few days before. I want to make sure that by the time I have those drinks, my liver isn't already overburdened by other things. And what I mean by that is like, those are not going to be the days where I eat like crap and then I go drink. You know, like that's the days when I'm going to be extra, like just extra focusing on extra greens, doing things for my circulation, sweating, drinking a lot of water, making sure I'm getting in my minerals. I'm taking extra Liver Love. We'll get into that supplement in a second. But I am doing things to make sure that by the time I arrive to the moment where I'm about to have some drinks, it's like, I'm able to kind of say to my liver, like, I cared for you a lot up until this moment, and I'm sorry, I know you're going to hate this, but, like, I promise I'll take care of you after, and I did whatever I could before to make sure that you're going to be good. If, like, let's say if you're having a week where you're just feeling a little bit more sluggish throughout the week, like your body's feeling more sluggish, and, like, I just don't think that that's the time to go have a drink. You know, if you're like, oh, it's been a week, but, like, your body's been feeling sluggish that week, like, don't do it. Like, your liver is just probably already a little bit overburdened. Don't have a drink then. I think, like, the times to have a drink is, like, when, like, you've been really, you know, kind of taking care of yourself, feeling better the days leading up, and then you can have a drink. At least that's how I think. That's what I tell myself. And, again, like, I have to put – for myself, I have to put those restrictions because of the MTHFR gene mutation, you know, which means like my hangovers can be worse. And then also like I'm still on a really big healing journey, and I will likely still be on that big healing journey until I'm in the maintenance phase, probably for a few more years. And so I really do have to be super, you know, careful about the times I pick and choose to have a drink. So So just be caring for your body a lot, like leading up, like think about those things. If you have plans for a drink on Wednesday, start like thinking about how you're treating your body on like Sunday, Monday, like extra. And I'll tell you like ways that you can do that. So I always think that like if I'm just feeling like crap all week and then the time comes to have a drink, I don't even care if I have plans to have a drink. I will meet that friend. I'll be like, I'm sorry, I just can't have a drink. Like I've just been feeling like crap, and I just know like my liver is just like really, really not going to like that right now. Okay. Another thing that you can do, and I think that you should do this in general if you're ever having – I honestly think even if you're not a drinker, you should do this, is take a really high-quality liver supplement. I think that's one of the most important supplements that you will have in your regimen, is some type of supplement that directly helps the liver. So my favorite, my longtime favorite for years now, you've heard me mention it for years on Instagram, is Liver Love, who sponsors the show, is MSW Nutrition. They are the ones that make Liver Love. So I like, it's not enough for me to just like take a multivitamin and be like, you're good, body. Like I want something highly targeted for the liver. I just believe that that's one of the best things that I can do for longevity. And MSW Nutrition, they make this product. It's called Liver Love. They also make another product, which I'm going to mention too, which like is also a really good one to use like while you're drinking. But that's like, you know, that's if you really want to take it to the next level. So their Liver Love, it's incredible. Like usually like just for maintenance, I'll take about one to two a day. On days that I am drinking, I'm taking four Liver Loves. And the day after, I am taking four Liver Loves. This is just me personally. It has so many great things in it. It has N-acetylcysteine, green tea extract, milk thistle. Like it has like 10, I think it's about 10 things in it that are so great for the liver. And MSW Nutrition Plates is a huge emphasis on bioavailability. That is something you need to be caring about when it comes to the supplements that you take. Like you got to know, I research the shit out of this stuff. I can't tell you how many brands like, you know, maybe like mean well, but it's like, what is up with these formulations? Like this doesn't seem bioavailable at all. Liver Love is highly bioavailable. It is amazing. So if you're going to be drinking, I recommend like I will take four the day of and four after, and I'll spread it out. And I'll make sure that one of those pills ends at the end of the night. I have that pill. And I definitely take like one, you know, maybe at the start of the day before drinking. I try and take one during drinking and then after. But that's how I use it. Everyone is going to be different, you know, consult your healthcare providers or whatever, but that's what I do. If you want to try Liver Love, use my code VIOLETFOG. Save yourself some money. It is incredible. That is just one thing that you can do for your liver. I will not drink without taking Liver Love. Okay. Another thing that I won't do, and I don't think you should do this either, like please just don't drink on an empty stomach. It really is so important, even to the point of like, let's say you're about to eat and then drinks come first and you still haven't had something in your stomach. I will wait. I always make sure that I have something in my stomach. It's just too much. You know, it's way, way too much to like just be dousing your body on an empty stomach. Just alcohol, you know, like you want some stuff like doing a little bit of absorption work in there. So never drink on an empty stomach. And of course, like one tip that I feel like a lot of people know this, but like just do it. Have a drink in between, a drink of water in between. Drink of water before your drink. Drink of water, drink. Drink of water. It's just like, it's not going to like sober you up so fast. Stop thinking that it's like a party bummer, you know, to have that drink of water. It's not. It's in fact, I think it's cool. You know, I really do. Cause then you're going to wake up just feeling so much better. So do that. Like have the water in between. Just make sure that you actually do it. I always say like the problem is oftentimes we know what to do. We're just not executing. Be the one to execute. Have that drink in between your drinks. It's, you know, it's, you're not going to be a bummer. Just do it. Okay. So another thing that I'll do the day of and the day after, and this helps so much with a hangover, is I sweat, or I make sure that I get a workout in and or a sweat. Circulation is so important because if you have sluggish circulation, you have a hard time moving waste out of your body. You really want to get in some sweating. It is just so, if you don't have it and you need to work out, like go sit in a sauna. If it's hot outside, like go out with a sweatshirt and sweatpants for a little bit to the point where you are sweating, you know. It's just, it's so good for you to do. Like I really want my circulation being at like an all-time high before and after when I'm drinking because I want my body to be moving out that waste. You know, it really is like back to the basics and biology and how the body works when it comes to dealing with alcohol, and you cannot leave circulation out of the equation. And so, you know, I'll try and do a workout that day if I know that I'm drinking, and then definitely a workout the next day. If not, sauna session for sure. Another thing that I'll do that'll help circulation is those are the days when I will try to, like when I shower, I'll try and do an ice cold shower, hot, cold, hot, cold. And you really do want to try and get it to the point where you're like shivering. This is so good for circulation. I call it temperature play. Anytime you can do temperature play with your body, it's a very healthy thing to do. You know, bodies are meant to adapt, and it helps the body work better. You don't want to just always be in a super comfortable state. It's really good to like get really, really cold sometimes. And so I know that that helps my circulation a ton. So like that day, you know, if I'm drinking that night when I shower, I'm like, all right, this is going to be when I do a ice cold shower. I really recommend doing this. I really believe that it helps. If your circulation's just like a little bit better when you drink, your hangover will be a little bit better. And then the next day I'll do the same thing. I'll do the ice cold shower. I try and do those often anyways. And a lot of these things that I do that I'm telling you are things that I do normally, but like it's like it's a non-negotiable if I'm having a drink. If you can shower when you get home, I know that sometimes that's hard to do, but if you can, I really think it makes a difference going to bed clean, waking up feeling clean. It just makes you just feel better and kind of one step ahead. And if you can do that ice cold shower when you are after like drinking, I just think it's so good. Like just, it just helps your body out. So do it if you can. I know that that one's a little bit harder. Another product that you can try is another one by MSW Nutrition, and it is called Bliss. So we've talked about that a bunch. I just think it has so many uses. It is, if you've seen me dump that packet under my tongue, it's a serotonin and dopamine booster. It's great for the methylation cycle. It is great for liver detox. So it's SAMe plus TMG, both cofactors in the methylation cycle. The two together are just like the ultimate dream team. And so oftentimes, like I'll have that before, I'll have two when I drink. I'll have one before, and then oftentimes like I'll slip it like while I'm drinking just because I know that that's supporting my methylation cycle. I know that that's supporting my liver. And I just think like another thing too is obviously alcohol can pull the strings on your mood and sometimes in a negative way. And I do think that like supporting your serotonin, dopamine, it's really important to do. And I think that like if you really, really want to biohack drinking and like mitigating the effects of a hangover, try it. Try Bliss. Like usually I really like to take Bliss like in times that have nothing to do with drinking, right? Like when I'm not feeling like super motivated or I'm in a really, really bad mood, it's kind of a biohack for me. I'll take it within 15 minutes. Like I feel a whole lot better, but it can be really great for drinking too. So that's by MSW Nutrition. Again, if you want to try it, my code is VioletFog. You can use this sparingly or all the time. Like I tend to use my Bliss more sparingly, but everyone is different. But again, that's code VioletFog. But that's a great biohack. Okay, so a drink that I'll have often is, and man, I have so many hangover tips. I wish like so bad I could share all of them with you, but for the sake of time, I'm just gonna like, again, keep it to the basics. So a drink that I will have typically the next day or sometimes even right before is that's when I will have coconut water for the electrolytes. And I'll take it a step further. I will sprinkle in some Himalayan salt or some Celtic salt because that adds extra minerals and hydration. And so, and I get the good stuff, you know, when it comes to, like, I've always talked about a lot of brands that like charge extra for something. And like, it's actually the same thing as these brands that aren't charging extra. I do think when it comes to coconut water, from what I have seen, it is the brands that are, the ones that are more expensive is typically it's way higher quality coconut water. So like stuff like Harmless Harvest, like that is legit. That's what I'll get. I'll do that. And then I'll sprinkle some salt in it, shake it up, and I will drink that either before or after, just at some point within the 24-hour period. But typically I really like it after the next morning or right before I go to bed, even though I don't like to have like that spike of sugar, you know, but I do think like the electrolytes with the salt, it's worth it. If you have trace elements, like something that you can just like drop into your water, do that. I think it's so important to hydrate on a cellular level after drinking. Okay. Another thing that I will do, and I'll do this, and I will, like, again, like I really am doing the liver love. If I'm remembering the Bliss, I'm taking the Bliss. And then another thing that I'm doing, because again, I just like, I do believe that like alcohol is no joke. You need to support your liver more than you think. You really, really do. So one thing is I always want to prevent alcohol from, as much as I can, turning, when you drink alcohol, it metabolizes into something called acetaldehyde, I think I'm saying that wrong, and formaldehyde. And you don't want that because that can be damaging to DNA. That's damaging on a cellular level. And so to help prevent that, I'll take N-acetylcysteine plus vitamin C. And by the way, there's N-acetylcysteine in Liver Love. But I'll take NAC plus vitamin C. And I will take it before, during, after. If I'm not taking it during, you bet your ass, no matter what, I am taking NAC plus vitamin C before drinking and after drinking, because that really does help it from turning into formaldehyde, which is like, you know, just really toxic for the body. And so like, don't get me wrong, listen, your body can handle handle, I really do believe that the body can handle the occasional treat, drink, or whatever. But I do think that you need to give it the tools to be able to handle it and be supporting it. And so NAC plus vitamin C, write that down. I think it's so important to be doing. So I'm always, always, always doing that. So those would be my main tips. You know, really just care for yourself a lot before, during, after. It's not just one of those after things. Don't overburden your liver to the point of like, you know, like don't be eating like tons of crappy food alongside drinking. I know that those two often go together, but really try to not do that. If you're going to have crappy food, just have crappy food, you know, or when I say, okay, let me actually rephrase that. Good for the soul food. Okay. Good for the soul food, which we all do. I do it. But if I'm having good for the soul food, I'm just having good for the soul food. I'm not drinking. If I'm drinking, I'm trying to eat like pretty nutrient dense alongside. So like, I know it's like not as fun, but just try to pick one. And if you do both, whatever, like tell yourself your body can handle it. No matter what situation I get myself in, I'm trying to always speak loving things to my body. Like, you got this, body. You're so strong. Your circulation is so good. Your liver's awesome. I'm going to take care of you even more tomorrow. Like, thank you for keeping me healthy and making it so that I can like, you know, do these things once in a while. I really appreciate you. I am always speaking that type of stuff into existence with my body. And I really believe that the cells listen on a cellular level, and that matters. And the last tip, just make sure that you get good sleep. It's so important. If you can sleep an extra hour the next day after drinking, like do it. Like, it's nice to give your liver that extra hour of like rejuvenation while you're sleeping. So those would be my tips. I hope that you got some good ones. Write them down. I do have more, so maybe I'll share some more on Instagram. But if you want to find me, I'm at Katie Yurko. That's KateyYurko on Insta, at The Violet Fog on TikTok. If you want to see my potions, vfpotions.com. And again, check out Liver Love and Bliss by MSW Nutrition. It's amazing. Have a good one. See you next week.